This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, so nationally known, I won't say renowned. I guess at one point he was renowned when he was at ESPN. I don't even know what he does right now. Trey Wingos, @WingoZ. So his last name, Wingo, Z, on Twitter, cracked a smart-ass comment, for sure, when the Twitter site, which we don't even know if it really is a person, like, there's been articles, there's been attempted interviews, there's been weird chicanery about the Dove Kleiman guy, NFL_Dove Kleiman. So we don't even know if this is a real site or a real person operating the site. For all we know, it could be an AI robot. I don't know. I blocked him, the site. Somebody sent this to me. And it's, again, on NFL Network, Jaden Daniels being interviewed by Mike Garofalo and I don't know who the host is. Maybe Colleen Wolf. I'm not sure. I guess it was Colleen Wolf. And Jaden's being interviewed, and Regina Jackson walks up on the stage or on the podium or under the tent or whatever the hell they had set up, and everybody's laughing and having a good time. And it says Jaden Daniels and his mom are inseparable. Now, this is the Dove Kleiman guy, and this is not what NFL Network is saying. Regina is Jaden's best friend, agent, money manager, and mother. What a special relationship. And it also says Jaden is rarely seen without his mother by his side. To which Troy, whatever his name is, Trey Wingo, cracked, "She needs a hobby." And it drew the ire, amongst others, of the sort of youngest in charge. I believe Tailgate Ted weighed in, and others. And a lot of people were upset. Now listen, I would say this. Trey Wingo, regardless of where he is, what he does, what he's about, whatever, I don't think he was being that mean. I think he was trying to be sarcastic. I think he was trying to be a little bit of a nuisance, a little swarmy, try and get his profile, his clicks, his mentions, whatever, up. And I'm sure he did. Because by my account, the exchange of "She Needs a Hobby" to that video had 1 1,300,000 responses. I'm sorry. 1,300 responses. My bad on that. I'm sorry. 1,800 retweets and 29,000 favorites. Right? So he definitely got something out of it. But he didn't commit a crime. He didn't say anything vulgar. He didn't say anything horrible. He said she needs a hobby. Okay. Here's where Trey Wingo is wrong. Here's where Trey Wingo is wrong. She is not just a mom. For better or worse, she's his agent. She's his money manager. Essentially his business person. Who happens to also be his mom, and they obviously have an extremely close relationship. Whatever you think, and again, there's a divide amongst people, right? Think that she's too smothering. You know, some people got really mad when Jaden went over to give her a hug on the sideline of the NFC Championship game, and I posted the video, and he was getting booed, she was getting booed, whatever, and I made some sort of comment and whatever. And I didn't criticize. I mean, he's allowed to give his mom a hug, for God's sakes. But, you know, a lot of people took offense to the Eagles fans doing that. Whatever. People are very, very, very sensitive and thin-skinned. Very sensitive. Very thin-skinned. I would just say this. Am I a little bit concerned over some of the dynamics? Yeah, because I went through these dynamics with Robert and his dad. There was stories written about Regina Jackson going all the way back to Arizona State and how much involvement and how many fingerprints she had on things and whatever. So far, there has been absolutely no indication, other than maybe his dating life and not letting him sit next to Juju Watkins, for God's sakes. So far, there has been absolutely no reason to be worried or concerned. So far. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but so far. So I can't be mad at them having a close relationship. I can't be critical of it. You know why? I'd give anything to have my mom back in my life. You know, my mom and I had at times, you know, later in her life, a combative relationship. She was crabby, edgy, irritable. She didn't understand a lot of things. I had to over and over and over again explain things. She would get frustrated with me. I would get frustrated with her. She was in a lot of pain. I was trying to be sympathetic to that, sensitive to that. I was worried about her health. I was worried about her mental state of mind. I'd give anything to have my mom back in my life. You know, I really would. I wish she didn't get so sick and pass away. You know, and I wish I didn't see her in her final days in such agony and pain. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's exactly an eye for an eye, six and a half dozen of the other, whatever. I mean, obviously, Regina Jackson is way younger than my mom. I'm just simply saying that from somebody who has lost their mom and wishes that they could have that relationship back, who would I be to be critical? Now, you can raise an eyebrow. You could wonder about things. You could go, that's a little bit strange. You could even say, as Trey Wingo said, she needs a hobby. There's no crime in that. There's no crime in that. Was it the appropriate thing to do? Probably not. Was it a nice, friendly thing to do? Of course not. Did he gain anything out of that with the exception of clicks? Hell no. Is Jaden Daniels doing anything wrong? Of course not. Is Regina Jackson doing anything wrong? No way. She's a mom. She's concerned about her son. Maybe she smothers him a little bit too much. I don't know. That's for everybody to determine. Some people have determined that. Some people think it's great and wonderful. I just say this. Every situation, every family, every mother-son, every mother-daughter, every whatever relationship is different. There's nuance. There's context. There's layers. Yeah, I was close to my mom for a long, long, long time. In her final couple of years, I mean, it was a struggle. I mean, we never, like, fought. I mean, there was one time where I was like, Mom, I've had enough. I can't talk about this anymore. You know, I don't even remember what it was. But, you know, I wish my mom was here. I wish I still had that ability to have a relationship, right? We always wish that we could have done things differently, better, in hindsight. So, maybe it looks weird. Maybe it looks smothering. Maybe it looks peculiar. Who knows? But Jaden doesn't seem bothered by it in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, he seems to embrace it. She hasn't caused any problems that we know of here with Washington, which is all I care about. The team doesn't seem worried about it, which sometimes that is just their own naivete, like it was back then with Robert's dad. But the team doesn't seem worried about it. I mean, she was hanging out with Josh Harris the other day as Terry McLaurin came out and hugged her and dapped Josh Harris up. I don't have personally a problem. I mean, is it a little bit peculiar? Yeah, I guess. You know, she says he's allowed to date. I think he said he's allowed to date. But everybody jumped to conclusions when she sat in between him and Juju Watkins. We don't know the dynamic of that. Let's stop judging everything and thinking we are the expert on everything. We don't know the context of the relationship between Jaden and Juju Watkins, Juju Watkins and Regina Jackson, Jaden and Regina. We don't know. We don't know enough. But yet we throw stones through the glass house or whatever that, you know, theory is or saying is or axiom is. You know, let's just sit back and think. Instead of having a frayed relationship, a bad relationship, like Aaron Rodgers has had forever with his parents, right? And maybe that's why he is so complicated and so weird. Maybe we should be celebrating. Maybe we should be happy that Regina Jackson and Jaden Daniels are so close that they're, again, partners and mother and son. And maybe we should just be saying, you know what? All right. It's a little unusual to see, right? Maybe that dynamic will change. Who knows? As he gets older, maybe as he gets married or in a serious relationship or whatever. But for now, the kid's, what is Jaden, 23? Whatever he is. I mean, he's barely got hair on his chest. Right? It's not the worst thing in the world by any means. As a matter of fact, you know, 24. Thank you, AMAC. Is that the worst thing in the world? It's not even close. Maybe it's, again, a little bit weird, depending on your perspective. But I would tell you that just me speaking personally, I'd give anything to have a healthy mother back. And my dad. Now, you know, I didn't want to see them suffering anymore, so that eased some of the pain of their loss. But if I could get a healthy mother back, if I could get a healthy dad back, I would love that. I don't have that. I can't. It's impossible. It doesn't work that way. So maybe we should, you don't have to celebrate it, but maybe we should just be okay with it. And I think by and large, most people are. But again, Twitter, X, social media is the cesspool of hell. And you're going to get some sharp biting comments even from people that should know better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That's it. Just wanted to say that. If you want to chime in on it, 301-230-0980. Hey, Mac, I don't know how you feel about this real quickly, because I don't want to belabor this. We've got the stupid unofficial depth chart to talk about. I don't know what kind of relationship you have with your family, whatever. So just feel free to weigh in. Do you think this is a big deal? You think Trey Wingo was way out of line here, or do you think it's okay to be a little sarcastic at times? How do you read this?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a little bit indifferent to it. Like, I just grew up in a sense that, like, when it comes to people's families, you just kind of mind your own business. So I can definitely understand why fans would kind of have, like, a harsh reaction to them talking about their quarterback's mom, mm-hmm. to people talking about their quarterback's mom. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really see any problem with Jaden Daniels in the relationship with his mom either. So, I just think I'm indifferent to it. Like, Trey Wingo takes a shot or says something in this ongoing dynamic and this ongoing discourse about Jaden Daniels and how close he is to his mom. But I don't see anything wrong with the relationship necessarily. So it's like, it is what it is to me. It's not like something worth really remarking.
See, again, I will be concerned mm-hmm. if Regina Jackson starts barking to anyone in the media about how her son is being treated and misused and abused and, run around and whatever, which is exactly what Robert Griffin's dad did.
Yeah.
He thought he was a football coach. Mm-hmm. Protecting his prized possession and his moneymaker.
Yeah.
And as a dad, he overstepped his boundaries. So far, in no way, shape, or form that I can tell, Regina Jackson has not done that.
Yeah.
Now, if she starts to do that, we can have a different conversation.
Yeah, I'd agree with it. Like, when parents start to play coach,
yeah,
or, you know, try to interfere in their kids' life.
Dad came into the locker room after a game.
Yeah, that's when it becomes a problem.
Yes.
But, like, exactly what you said, that she hasn't done anything even close to that. She just seems like she has a relationship with her son, and you can call it what you want. You can say maybe it's too much, maybe it's too not, but at the end of the day, it's their relationship, so...
Trey Wingo, again, I don't know what he does, Alt Roots Pod? I don't know. I know we share the same birthday, September 19th. That's all I know. You can check it out, at Wingo Z. Plenty of fans commented and reacted and were mad. And, you know, like, I don't have to be mad. I could just think, like, oh, okay, that's probably something he shouldn't have said, commented on. I wish I had my mom. I wish I had the ability to have that relationship that we once used to have. You know, and I'm not saying it was the same as her and Jaden Daniels. I'm not suggesting that. But you got the point. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back and talk about the nonsensical unofficial first depth chart, which was released yesterday right after we got off the air. It means absolutely nothing. It's not legitimate. It gives us no real answers. None of it should be taken seriously, and yet we'll talk about it anyway. Next, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. We are broadcasting live on your radio. Russell on the radio on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV, along with AMAC. Come and join us for the final 35 minutes or so of the radio showgram here on a Tuesday. Good to have you with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.